Anti-gun activists have conned another country into attempting to force their ideas of gun control on American citizens. This case is very, very concerning. We've already had the NRA and Firearms Policy Coalition file briefs with the Supreme Court on this case, and now more than half of the United States is standing up as well. Folks, at Blackout Coffee, we roast the top beans from around the world in-house. We flavor, package, and ship all in-house. We hold true American values and send our coffee to our troops as well, those overseas who need a little boost. And we want to ask you to support Blackout in our endeavors to bring Americans the best coffee, period. Blackoutcoffee.com/GNG is where you can go. We have teas, hot chocolates as well, support groups like FPC and SAF and GOA by buying their brands of coffee with us, their lines, and for every item of each group's product, we will send $2 right back to them, whether it's whole bean, ground, or K-cups. You can support those who support you in the fight by heading over to blackoutcoffee.com/GNG. Links are down below. If you haven't tried Blackout Coffee yet, I'll give you 10% off your order if you use code GNG10. Thank you from us at Blackout Coffee. Appreciate your support. All right, so a friend of this channel, Montana Attorney General Austin Knudsen, sent me a note. And he detailed how he is leading a coalition of 27 states in defending American firearms manufacturers against attempts to hold these gun companies liable for gun violence in Mexico. If the lower court's ruling is allowed to stand, Americans' Second Amendment rights could be threatened. Now, I've done a couple videos on this because this case has been just dwelling and pushing along since, I think, 2022. And Mexico is suing all of the major gun manufacturers except for the one that has their military contract, SIG. That just goes to show you how phony this is. But in this petition, Attorney General Knudsen says that he asked the Supreme Court of the United States to correct a lower court's ruling in Smith & Wesson Brands, Inc. et al. Versus Mexico to keep other nations like Mexico from using American courts to limit the rights of American citizens. That is the new way they're trying to do this. The Mexican government claims that firearm manufacturers in the United States should be held liable for the gun violence occurring south of the border, since the companies know some of their products are unlawfully trafficked into the country. Yeah, that was the ATF who did that. Remember? Fast and Furious. Regardless, Congress enacted the Protection of Lawful Commerce in Arms Act, the PLCAA, to balance our Second Amendment rights with the need to keep guns away from criminals while protecting firearm companies from being held liable for crimes committed with their products. Yes, Joe Biden, you can still sue gun manufacturers if they knowingly release a product that is faulty and people are hurt by it. You cannot sue gun companies because some jackass criminal does crime and hurts people with a product. It's not the product or the manufacturer's fault, it's the criminals. Maybe we should go back to holding criminals responsible. Who knew? Now, Attorney General Knudsen said this, quote, "American firearms manufacturers should not and do not have to answer for the actions of criminals, as established by the Common Sense Federal Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act. Mexico's bad policies created the country's gun violence problem. Rather than take responsibility, Mexico and anti-gun activists are trying to blame and bankrupt American companies that follow the law. The appeals court erred in their decision, and the Supreme Court needs to correct it." Mexico's case was first dismissed by the federal judge in Massachusetts, by a federal judge in Massachusetts back in 2022. Then, on appeal, the First Circuit screwed up and held that Mexico's claims fall within an exception in the PLCAA, which narrowly authorizes suits alleging knowing violations of firearm laws that proximately cause a plaintiff's injury. That's how Connecticut did what they did with Bushmaster. To squeeze Mexico's case into that narrow exception The First Circuit's decision relies on an expansive view of proximate causation that will eviscerate the PLCAA. Now, the attorneys general argue that the petition should be granted because Congress, not the judiciary, regulates the firearms industry, and to enforce the PLCAA and definitively address the scope of its exceptions, and because Mexico's sovereign power undercuts any claim of proximate causation. Mexico can stop their own violence. Now, the brief also says this, quote, Mexico could simply close, indeed militarize, its border with the United States if it chose to do so. Doubtless, the closure would be painful, and Mexico has chosen to do otherwise. Indeed, Mexico has flung its border open and sought to extort billions of dollars from the United States to even attempt to manage the resulting chaos. Mexico should not be permitted to exert de facto control over the rights of American citizens to alleviate the consequences of its own policy choices. I think that's pretty well said. Now, the attorneys general from Alabama, Alaska, Arkansas, Florida, Georgia, Idaho, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Mississippi, Missouri, Nebraska, New Hampshire, North Dakota, Oklahoma, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, Virginia, West Virginia, and Wyoming have joined Montana, as have the legislature, as has the legislature from Arizona. The AG, for some reason, hasn't jumped on board with this brief. What do you think about this whole fiasco? How bad do you think it could get if America has to abide by the wishes of another country's gun control, pushed by American gun control groups? They see that they're losing. They know the Bruin decision eviscerated their hopes. So now they're saying, hey, Mexico, maybe you should sue because you guys have a lot of violence. And one of the things in this brief that I saw too was that it's so bad in Mexico, the cartel is now basically funding candidates and running elections, and Mexico has a lot of problems. It's not our fault. Yet they think that their murder rate is our fault. I think this is absolutely BS. You can see right through it, especially when they didn't sue SIG because SIG has their military contract. Y'all, I hope you have a phenomenal day. Remember, you are your own first responder. Subscribe to the channel if you would like to see the rest of the Second Amendment community on YouTube be able to get the Second Amendment news they deserve. And you can help me out by subscribing, liking, sharing, and turning on the bell notification. I appreciate y'all. Be safe, stay vigilant, and carry a gun to keep you, your friends, your family, your community safe. We're not worried about Mexico. We're worried about America. Take care, y'all.